Up next, Tony, tell me what this story's about. Making my father proud. Tony Salinas, everybody.
Thank you. So, when I was 10 years old, I found this set of keys I didn't recognize on the coffee table. And on this set of keys was this little aerosol can that I thought was hairspray. And so I took the little white cap off. And, you know, as I was looking at it, I was like, you know, what kind of vain, arrogant douchebag has hairspray can on their keychain, you know, in case you got to spray some hair. I'm like, man, that's ridiculous. So, and I, as I was looking at it, I took the little white cap off, and then I, as I was putting the white cap back on, I pushed it down too far, and it sprayed, like, right, like, really close to my face, and I was like, oh, man, I just sprayed hairspray in my... It was mace. Someone had mace on their keychain, and I was 10, and I had no idea people did that. And so the thing about mace, though, is that when you spray it, it, like, lingers, like, around your head for a little bit. So, like, every time I would try to breathe in, the mace would, like go back in my throat, like, so I couldn't really breathe, so I kept, like, pushing, like, shit out of my mouth, like, it sounded like I was having, like, I was an exorcist or something, and, but they needed the exorcist. And so I'm going to the bathroom and I'm trying to wash my face. I'm like, oh, God. I'm looking and trying to open my eyes in the mirror. Not happening because it's just kind of like seeping into my eyes. And my sister, who's 6 years old at the time, hears this. And she runs in. She's and I'm like, and she's like, Tony, what's going on? And I turn. I'm like, and that face that was sprayed. My eye is falling. Sprayed. I can't really talk to her. And she looks at me, and she's like, okay. And she runs out, and she runs to my dad, who's cutting grass outside. And whenever my dad would cut grass, he used to wear these little running Daisy Duke shorts. So, you know, it's like, you know, out there, you know, in his shorts, mowing the grass. And my sister runs out, and she's like, Daddy, Tony's eyeball fell out. And he's like, what the fuck? I'm like, all right. So he's running in his little, like, Daisy Duke shorts, you know, bouncing up and down. And he runs in, and he's like, oh, son, what happened? So by then I could talk a little more, but I was more like, the keychain's in my face, and I sprayed it and burned. Like, I'm still trying to wash my face off. And he goes in, and by the time he comes back, he's away for a while. He comes back in, and he says, and he looks at me, and he's like, and he's holding the keychain, and he goes, he's like, so you sprayed this in your face? And I was like, that's it. That was my face in my face. And he says, just look on his face. He's like, yeah, my son's going to college real soon. Thank you. That's all I have.
That was awesome. Tony Salinas, everybody. Mace, party favors, Frey Cafe 13. Just a thought. I was actually thinking right after Tony got off this, right after Tony finished up, I was thinking to myself, God, if we do Frey Cafe 13 next year, if we're in the least bit suspicious, it's like, do we have to rub sage around the red-eyed fly or something? We all got to dress in robes like that Def Leppard video or something, and, you know, cleanse the room before we start, because 13, man. Man, the Hilton Hotel is at 13th floor, and I'm like, I don't want to get off. I'm going to be in John Malkovich's right ear or something if I do that. But 13, wow. Ugh, that's a lot to take in. So let's not for right now. Let's continue on.